Good afternoon, guys. Always like these Monday press conferences after a win. It's definitely a positive. It's a little bit of an echo in this building, but nice win for our football team. A lot of positives from that game after going back and looking at the tape. Contributions by our offense, defense, special teams, and the resiliency that we talked about yesterday showed up throughout that ball game. Just overcoming adversity, making plays in all phases, tremendous individual efforts by different guys. Just one of those games where if you're a Viking fan, you're very proud of the way our team fought and the way those guys laid it on the line. Every single step, just never giving in to the circumstances. So great effort by our entire team all the way across the board. Injury-wise, the only guy that we're concerned about for the most part will be Christian. And we'll have to see how things go with him, you know, over the next few days with the NFL protocol regarding concussions. We have some other guys that are nicked up a little bit, but not to the point where we're overly concerned at this point about their playing on Sunday. So we came out of it relatively healthy. You know, you talked about Chad yesterday with the fractures in his wrist that he's been playing with. Got that banged up a little bit, but he should be fine after a couple of days. Everybody else, you know, we'll be out there practicing and hopefully ready to go on Sunday.
When you get last night, do you replay that in your mind and just kind of the range of motions that you were going through?
Yeah, no, I replayed the real game-winning kick in my mind. That other one, not so much. Just glad it worked out. You know, like I said earlier, we've been in so many close games, and to not, you know, end up on the positive side, to finally get a positive result was a good feeling. So,
penalty that was called on Red. What's your reaction, and do you send that into the league? Or
that was a good call. I mean, he held on to the face mask. Maybe if he lets it go, they might not call it. But I mean, he held that face mask too long. I mean, it's a good call, the right call.
With Christian sort of iffy in the way Castle played second half, is you plan on, you know, making Matt your starter early in the week, or are you just going to let it go until the end?
You know, just see where Christian is as we get into the week a little bit, and, you know, see how things go as we go forward. So,
you know, when Josh had his concussion, obviously it's a different situation because he was new to the team, but Christian losing some time, is that different for a quarterback than some of the other guys, you know, Sullivan, Rhodes, and Webb? Will that be factored in, how much time Christian might miss and who starts?
It would be at that position. I mean, even tomorrow, you know, we would ordinarily sit down with the quarterbacks and start talking to them about what we're thinking game plan-wise. And if Christian, even tomorrow, has not begun some of the testing that they require, then, yeah, it would factor in.
Christian can't go, or would Josh factor into the equation there?
Probably sit down this afternoon with our staff and just talk it through a little bit. We're getting through the tape from this morning, but we'll talk about it in detail this afternoon.
Why not go with Matt after how he played?
You could easily do that, Mark. But I think for us it would be wise just to talk things through. There is no reason at this point, Monday at 12:40, that we have to make a decision. You know, we can talk it through and, you know, do what's best. But Matt did a terrific job in relief yesterday afternoon, you know, leading our team to victory. The throw he made on that 4th and 11, that was a big-time play for us. You know, there was a free blitzer on that play, and there's a guy barreling down on him, and he does a terrific job throwing the ball on time and then taking us down to tie the game and eventually, you know, get the game-winning field goal. He did a great job.
Jennings in particular looks comfortable with Castle in there. Why do you think him specifically, those two have connected?
There's definitely a trust factor there, and Greg is an excellent route runner, but I would think maybe the veteran experience. I mean, those guys hit it off early on back in the spring, and he really trusts, you know, Greg to be where he's supposed to be. Not that the other guys aren't, but the fact that they are both veterans, they kind of, you know, talk a little bit off the field as well as on the field. They have a connection that sometimes happens between certain quarterbacks and certain receivers.
Quarterback decisions being made based on the future and who might be leading this team next year, or is it totally based on best chance to win Sunday?
Up until this point, Joe, it's been purely on who gives you the best chance to win on this Sunday. Every decision that has been made regarding our quarterback position. As we go forward, you know, we'll see what happens. But up to this point, that's what it's been based on.
Are you saying that Freeman is in the conversation this week? And, you know, why would he be in the conversation considering he hasn't even played in the game in a month and a half?
Well, you have to consider, Chris, the guys that are on our roster that play the position. And, you know, we'll determine, you know, what's best as we get ready for this next ball game and take a look at what we're going to do game plan wise. And, you know, we'll see where it goes.
Feel Christian gives you the best chance to win. So how do you reconcile that when you see Matt come in and play the way he has?
Well, you can't, from my vantage point, you can't just look at that first half of yesterday's ball game. You take a look at his body of work from the Green Bay game where he played a pretty good football game. And so going into this game on Sunday against Chicago, really felt good about the way he practiced, the way he had played previously. And even for three quarters against Seattle, he played pretty good football there as well. And the way he played against the Redskins the prior week. So he had done some good things and struggled a little bit yesterday. Then he gets the concussion. Matt comes in relief and does a very good job. So I don't think, Brian, you can totally eliminate some of the good things he had done up to that point.
Leading up to this week, you mentioned how nice it was not to have to necessarily question that position. Have you ever had a situation throughout your coaching career at any position where injuries, performance has you know, played in so much to who starts and varies it every week?
Well, it seems like in the secondary here we've had a lot of injuries over the years. But it's different when it's a quarterback because that's like the rudder that steers the ship. You know, it's just that's so important that the guy who is on the center that you can have some familiarity from week to week. It just creates a lot of other issues for your football team when you are trying to determine from week to week who's your starter based on injury or performance. And, you know, we kind of running that a little bit this year. But, you know, just got to try to make the best decision that gives you a chance to have success on Sundays. And hopefully that'll be the case this Sunday.
Why they didn't call helmet to helmet there?
I got to look at it again. I wasn't sure when I looked at it the first time that it was a helmet to helmet. I'm going to go back and look at it again. But my initial reaction, it wasn't. But I need to see the TV copy, and then maybe it'll show me something different.
You've been 11 quarterback sacks in the last two games. How much of a concern is that? And when you look at the film, what's going on there with giving up those sacks?
It's a concern. Anytime your quarterback is getting hit, I mean, it causes problems for him where he's not careful, he's going to start getting happy feet and not, you know, going through his progression. So it's important that, you know, we protect the quarterback and keep those hits off of him. So we've got to do some things to clean that up. And every sack is not necessarily the offensive line's responsibility. Sometimes our tight ends are involved. Sometimes our running back. Sometimes the quarterback holding the ball too long or not stepping in the right direction. So there are some things that we got to get corrected because 11 sacks and two ball games, that's a lot.
Is that the case on any of those first three sacks that Christian took in the first quarter? That was he hanging on to it too long?
No, not in those cases. We missed some assignments, some things that we got to get corrected.
How did he grade out?
I'm glad you asked that because he played an outstanding game. We were talking about it in our staff meeting this morning, and James Saxon kept emphasizing how good he played. And, you know, we went into this game saying that we needed to run the ball, we needed to run it effectively, which is what we say every week. But we were very intentional about certain runs being effective. And Jerome was partially key to those runs being effective. And even before the game, I was talking to the team, and I had asked Jerome in pregame, do you feel like you're ready? You know, a lot's going to be on your shoulders today. And he said, Coach, I'm bringing all my tools to the game today. I'm not leaving anything in the tool shed. And I shared that with our team before the game, that everybody needed to have that same attitude and that same approach. And he played a heck of a game, had a lot to do with Adrian rushing for over 200 yards, along with what our offensive line, our receivers did down the field. But Jerome, he was instrumental in that success on Sunday.
Why didn't he play the game yesterday?
Can you say it one more time?
Anderson Dress, but why didn't he play the game?
Just like the way Outer was playing, and the way, you know, our defense as a whole was playing. Even though we gave some yards, did a great job in keeping the points down, great job on third down. just liked the way he was leading out there. You know, Aaron was ready to go, but liked the way Aldo was playing. I can't say today if this is for the rest of the season, but we'll talk about it some more. But he's playing well. Pardon me? I'm going to talk about it some more, you know, with our guys and determine on Wednesday, you know, who will probably start for us.
Do you have a possibility of having them both out there, putting Aaron back in a position he's familiar with to get both of those talents out there?
Didn't think about it for this last ball game, but it's something to definitely consider going forward, but not for the Chicago game.
Have you had a chance to talk to Cook yet today?
I have not spoken to him today. I'm sure we'll talk at some point today, but I have not. You know, we'll talk about a lot of things, but I prefer to talk to him first and then be able to share it, you know, next time we get together. But just the primary message, poise, composure. I mean, that's, you have to be able to do that. As I mentioned yesterday when we were talking in the press conference, you're going to get beat sometime in the NFL as a corner. I mean, the best do. So you got to be able to handle it the right way, and there is a way to handle it. And he knows that. Ordinarily, he does handle things a lot better. But just got to get that point across.
How much do you kind of think back to all those games early in the season where you kind of gave away, and if you had won a few of those, you'd be right there in the race?
I don't want to be depressed at this press conference, Chris, so let's not go there. You know, it's, you know, we've had a pretty good quarter here, this third quarter of the season. We need to finish strong in this fourth quarter of the season and, you know, take it game by game. You can't undo the past. We got to make hay here in this fourth quarter of the season as best we can.
67-yard field goal, I guess what happened there? It looked like there was some confusion getting Cordero back there to return the kick.
Yeah, we were talking about what we wanted to get done in that situation, whether or not we were going to even consider the fact they might try a fake or, you know, because we – it's 67-yarder. That's so we were trying to go through what the possibilities were. Are they real in doing this? And once we made a decision that we were going to get – you know, our field goal block team out there and not necessarily try to block it, but try to return it, anticipating it being short, then we made that decision. But that was more it, just making sure that there wasn't something, you know, awry here.
And on TV, the players were kind of saying, hey, we need to get somebody back here to return that. Were you guys still kind of going through the decision as they were saying that on the field?
Well, we knew what we wanted to do. We practiced that situation before, but we just wanted to make sure there wasn't something else going on. We've been in a situation this year where we had – something negative happened when we thought they were going to kick the football. So we wanted to cross our T's and dot our I's in that situation.
Time for two more. We talked about Jerome. How much of a factor, too, though, were Rhett and John Carlson just in that blocking game? It seemed like you used a lot of the sort of jumbo package back there.
We did. And Rhett was outstanding throughout the day, with the exception of that one pass that he had. He played outstanding in the run game. And he has a lot to do with our run game all of a sudden picking up, you know, having him healthy now and playing. And John was good as well, had some nice catches for us. He's a much improved blocker, but Rhett was very, very, very good.
Castle ever come to you and just expressed any frustration with not starting since that Carolina game, even professionally, respectfully, or has he just kind of kept his mouth shut?
He's been a pro. We've definitely had some discussions about, you know, where he is and his role, but he's been a pro throughout.
So. Is that nice to be able to do that now that he's up to speed maybe or kind of has a grasp of how this league works?
It is. The fact that, you know, we built the foundation a while back in the OTAs and training camp early in the season, getting him up to speed on the NFL game and the coverages and what we try to do from week-to-week game plan-wise, and now to see the fruit of our labor beginning to show up, it's great. I mean, the fact that we were able to put him in the backfield, do something different with him as opposed to just lining him up outside, that shows how much he's grown and also how much confidence we have that he'll be able to handle more as we go forward. But that has been the plan all along, and it's due to his hard work away from what we do on the field. He's spending a lot of time with George Stewart, our wide receivers coach, in the classroom, a lot of time with Bill Musgrave talking through how we're going to use him from week to week. So he's putting in the time, and he obviously has the talent.
Why do you think that worked better than the NFL?
Probably a little bit of element of surprise. I mean, you know, we run some ins and arounds with him throughout the season at different points. And from an adjustment standpoint defensively, that's a little bit different when you haven't seen it with this individual. I mean, depending on what coverage they were in. So I don't want to say it caught him off guard, but it was a different look for him. So.
No problem.